Kedushin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Tanai, Sheinu Kitanai, B'nei God, Uvnei Ruvein, Eino Tanai. Rabbi Meir says, it's a famous Mishnah, any Tanai that's not like the Tanai of B'nei God and B'nei Ruvein, when Klal Yisrael was crossing over the Yarden to go into Eretz Yisrael, and they wanted to inherit Eretz Gilad, Moshe Rabbeinu said a condition to them, that they were able to keep the land. As the Mishnah says, Shenemar Vayomer Moshe Aleihem, Im Yavru B'nei God U'V'nei Ruvein, if you go with the rest of Klal Yisrael into battle, and so on and so forth, V'chsiv, Vim Lo Yavru Chalutzim, and if you don't go to war. So Moshe Rabbeinu said both the positive part, if you do the T'nai, and also the negative, if you don't do the T'nai. And since that is the source of all Tanoim, just like that T'nai had a T'nai Kofel, a double T'nai, which just means the positive and the negative part, like we said, so to all other Tanoim need that. Not only that, the Rav says, there are other characteristics it needs to have, just like that T'nai. Number one, that you have to have the T'nai before the Maisa, meaning, when Moshe Rabbeinu said that statement, he didn't say, you can keep this land if you go. It was the opposite. If you go, if you don't go, then you can keep this land. So you always have to say the Maisa after. You have to say the T'nai before the Maisa. And also you see, you need the positive part before the negative part. And if you don't do this, it's as if you didn't even say the T'nai itself, you just said the rest of the statement. So if you just said, for example, if you go, according to Rabbi Meir at least, if you go, chalutzim, but Moshe Rabbeinu did not say if you don't go, then it wouldn't matter, they would keep Eretz Gilad no matter what. You have to double up the T'nai and say both sides. You also have to have the other conditions as well that we said. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer Tzar Chaya B'Hadavar La'amro. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel disagrees. And he says that really you don't need a T'nai Kavul. That which Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, the negative, if you don't, Tzar Chaya Dav La'amro. He had to say that anyway. Not because you need a T'nai Kavul. Shel Molikain, because if he didn't say that part, Yesh B'mash Mashfil B'Eretz K'nan Lo Yincholu. Because I would think that if he only said the positive part of the T'nai, that if they actually didn't go, they would even lose out their place in Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu also had to say the negative part, that if you don't go, you still at least will get your chelik in Eretz Yisrael, like everybody else. And the Rav interestingly says that if a person says al menas, then he doesn't need any of these things. He doesn't need a T'nai kafel. He doesn't need the positive before the negative. He doesn't need the T'nai before the Maisa. It's always a good T'nai. But if he doesn't say Al-Menas, you need all three of these things. And it doesn't make a difference whether it's Inyone of Mominus, Kedushin, Gittin. Everything's the same Lagabi this.